This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua in Ion Sugya. Very brief today. Very brief. Hayoim Katzar v'hamalacha Meruba. Here we go. The Gemara says that if you're stranded on a desert island and one guy made a nether, he's not going to get hana from someone else. So then, and you want to give the guy hana, and he made a nether, he's not going to get hana from you. So the best option is give it to a third party. If you give it to a third party, the person who's asur to get hana can now get it from that third party. He's only now to get hana from you. He could get hana from a third party. But if there is no third party, the Gemara says, put it on a rock or on a fence. I was wondering on Shabbos why the Mishnah says put on a rock or a fence. Who cares where you know, why do you need any examples? But put on, I guess it can't be in your Rishus. And you say these are Hefker to whoever wants it, and then the guy could come along and take it, and Rabbi Yossi Aser. So Gemara says, what's the rationale of Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yossi Aser? The Gemara says Rabbi Yossi holds Hefker is like Matana. Just like Matana, it is not owned by the recipient until he picks it up, until he's koine it. Until he's koine it, the original owner owns it. Av Hefker ad da'asli l'rishos zoicha. So to Hefker, until it comes to the rishos of the person who is zoicha in it. And therefore, you can't be mafker it, because when he comes and he takes it, he's taking it from you, because you owned it until he came and was koine it. Can I ask you one simple question? According to Rabbi Yossi, if you're mafker something, chayiv in shuma meiser or not chayiv? Yeah, you're pater. But what do you mean? You still own it. Okay, I own it. But since anyone could come take it, you're pater from shuma meiser. So if that's the case, you're pater from shuma meiser. So when someone comes and takes it, are they koine from you or are they koine from hefker? They're kind of from Hefker. So why is that called Hana? Because I'm the owner. Okay, very nice, you're the owner. But when someone takes it, are they getting Hana from you or are they taking Hefker's item? You're right, maybe technically your name is on it, but is that called the fact that technically, if we were to say, who's the owner? If the answer would be you, is that called you giving them hana? But they're taking it from Hefker. Why is it called that you're being mahana them? If anyone could come and take it, a different guy could take it. So the fact that the person who is now to get hana from you takes it, is that called getting hana from you? Anyone could have taken it. It's really ownerless. If anyone could have taken, why is that called getting hana from you? They're getting hana from you? Getting hana from you? That's called getting. How are you giving them hana? When they're eating that piece of bread, you're giving them hana? You're giving them hana? Say, well, maybe, yeah. They're eating bread. They're getting hana. Who's the owner? You're the owner. But is that called you're giving them hana? What about you is giving them hana? You said anyone could take it. It's ownerless to everyone. You know, this is the kasha that many. I want to show you where I found this question. There's a sefer Pischei Ezer. It's written by. Let's see if I could bring up where. It's written by. See if I could find it on Oitzer Achachma, who the author is. Pischei, it's a contemporary sefer. Pischei Ezer is written by Rav Ezra Erez. Rav Ezra Erez, okay? And he brings this interesting question. And let's see. Okay, so first let's see the Stipler addresses this question. The Stipler says, question. In Rabbi Yossi, can the person who made it Hefker retract? Could he retract? Yeah, he could retract. You're saying based on what the Gemara says, you have 3 days to retract. But you definitely could retract. Maybe even longer. Maybe 3 days is in the other Shita who holds you're not the owner anymore. But if you are the owner, then you could retract indefinitely. You're the owner. Of course you could retract. So the Stipler says in Nadarim, Siman Lamed Beis, May high time a delay nafik mershuse ad de asi lershus zoicha yachal amavka lachsabai ayin sham begemara v'nimtsa de kisheinoi choizer mehavkero yomi umaniach la'amudar lezakais boi humehaneo b'ma sheinoi choizer mehavkero umechashba shadavar boloi machmas habaylem. Says the Stipler, you know why it's considered you're getting hanah from me? Can I retract if I made it hefker? Yeah, I'm the Bailam. So you know how I'm being mahanah you? By me not retracting, that's called giving you hanah. At any moment now. I said, okay, this is hefker. In the meantime, I'm the owner. And you're inching towards that item. At any moment, I could retract. Me not exercising my right to retract is called giving you hana, and me, and therefore the hana you're getting is coming from me. That's how the Stipler understands. My refraining from retraction is the hana over here. That's considered the hana. Okay. In the Sefer Anfei Erez, from the Sefer Pischei Erez of Rav Ezra Erez, he brings an answer. This is, get a load of this, from Rav Gershon Edelstein. That's a good one. From Rav Gershon Edelstein. Look at this. Hefker to Rav Yossi. It's clear in the sugya that it doesn't leave the rishus of the owner until someone else is zoichah. The mafker could be chayzer. It's still in his rishus that he could asr to someone else. The asr le mudar hanalitlay. V'tzarach biur amai nechshav mahaneo. Why is it considered that he's mahanehim? Hachal by hefker. The hefker is chal. And as long as you don't retract, you can't stop him from getting hana. In other words, how am I giving you hana? I made it hefker, and I can't stop you from taking. Once I make it hefker, are you allowed to take it? Yeah, and I can't stop you. So how am I giving you hana? So he quotes the Stipler. The hana is the fact that I'm not retracting. But then he brings Uvashem Hagoyin Rav Gershon Edelstein, Ro'isi. Very interesting idea. When someone is Mudar Hana from their friend, they're not only Mudar Hana from the person, they're Mudar Hana from the person's items. Even if their friend cannot stop them from getting Hana, I'm not allowed to get Hana from you. So you say, you're not getting hana from me. You're getting hana from my sandwich. I'm not to get hana from your sandwich. Mudar hana means not just I can't get hana from you. If it meant I can't get hana from you, your sandwich that you are mafkir is not considered from you because you already rendered it ownerless and there's nothing you could do to stop me from taking it. But the definition of mudar hana is it encapsulates you and what you own. So me eating your sandwich, I'm benefiting from you. I'm getting enough from you. Say, no, because I already rendered it ownerless. Okay, very nice. But I'm now to get enough from you, and this is part of you. Your items are part of you. Your items are part of you. That's what I have for you today. I'll let you think about the question. The question again is that even though in the world of Rabbi Yossi, the owner is still technically the owner until someone else comes and takes it, but isn't the fact that anyone can take it mean that that's not really called getting hanah from the owner, because the owner can't stop anyone from taking it? Why would that be allowed? Why does Rabbi Yossi say, it's us, that's usser? Why is that usser? Rabbi Yossi, have a great day.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.